You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Anna Chandler, who is Arts and Entertainment Editor of Connect Savannah. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Emily.
Also with us is Joshua Peacock, who is a freelance writer and a columnist for Do Savannah.
Hi, Emily.
And it is, of course, stopover this weekend. Lots of bands, lots of events going on. What are some of the things that y'all are most excited about for stopover?
There is a lot. This is a really interesting mix this year, I feel like. Lots of different genres, lots of people from all over the world playing. One thing I'm really looking forward to is Lee Fields and the Expressions. Lee Fields is this prolific soul singer. He's been around since 1969. He used to be called Little JB because his vocal and style resemblance to James Brown. He's just this wonderful guy, positive message, really a wonderful stage show with this young band called the Expressions. Couple other interesting things. Julian Baker is a really wonderful singer-songwriter, and we always love the variety of venues that Stopover has, so she's going to be performing in Trinity United Methodist Church, so a really unusual, rare experience for someone who's getting so much attention nationally. A couple other things we have. D'Antoni Parks is an experimental drummer. You might not know his name, but he has played on albums with Moby, John Cale, Flying Lotus. He's got a solo show, and it's going to be just really unusual and cool.
And, of course, these are a lot of, you know, big national acts we're talking about, but lots of local bands play Stopover, too.
Yeah. Every year they have a pretty good grouping of local bands. I think it's really interesting looking at the lineup. Stopover has really spread out all the genres and got somebody representing everything from, like, alt country to garage rock to punk to everything. So it's all going to be represented there. So I think it's kind of a neat experience, too, for local bands. They sort of get showcased to a more regional audience, so it's not just locals. So I think that's a pretty neat experience for them. I don't know, Anna. You've played like 3 years. What do you think?
I have. This is my first year not playing the festival since it started.
Wow.
Get to run around and see all the bands. It's awesome. You get to meet a lot of the different bands that you wouldn't have before. And network sounds so formal, but, you know, just meet people and learn from them and just have fun and go to shows. And you do get audiences who you wouldn't expect. People are bouncing around to venues they wouldn't usually go to. There's a spirit of Stopover where, I don't know, it's just looser. People are more open to finding new things. So I think local musicians, you find new audiences that way.
Yeah, I think that's really great. The other show that I'm really excited for is Jeff the Brotherhood playing the Jinx. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. It's just the brothers, just Jake and Jamin playing. They don't have a band with them, so I think they're going to have a lot of fun. And Jake was asking me for oysters, so if anybody knows, like, you know, if they run into them, make sure to like show them where to get oysters.
Right across the street from the Jinx
right
would be one place.
Yeah.
Although, of course, there are many great places for oysters. And Stopover is not the only thing happening this weekend either. There's some local theater.
Yeah, a couple great shows are playing this weekend. Asbury Memorial United Methodist is putting on a production of Steel Magnolias. Will be Friday and Saturday. It's a great play. Pretty famous movie with Dolly Parton, Julia Roberts. So that should be fun. And then also Collective Face Theater is doing 9 to 5, the musical, and they are at Savannah State at the Kennedy Fine Arts Auditorium.
This is the Dolly Parton Theater Weekend.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. And Stopover is also not the only music in town.
Chaka Khan's coming.
Woo!
The Queen of Funk. That's going to be awesome. She's over at Johnny Mercer Theater. She's going to put on quite a show for Savannah, and it's a chance to see a living legend.
Well, Anna Chandler, the Arts and Entertainment Editor of Connect Savannah, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
And Joshua Peacock, freelance writer and columnist for Do Savannah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.